You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. On Tuesdays, we check in with the school district, and my first guests today are all from the JDHS Yadat'at Kahle Drama Department. Welcome, everybody.
That was awesome.
That was very good pronunciation. A lot of people butchered that.
My my producer is has been coaching me on that one. I've been practicing as well.
Just take practice.
Yeah, it does. Well, thanks everybody so much for being here today. We got a full house in here. A lot of the cast of Elf, the production that's happening, looks like premieres this weekend.
Yeah.
So let's do introductions, and we'll start all the way over here with you.
My name is Kayla Kohlhaas, and I play Jovi in the musical Elf.
Excellent.
My name's Shelby York, and I play Mrs. Claus in the musical Elf.
Fun.
I'm Amanda McDowell, and I play Emily Hobbs.
All right, and...
I'm Toby Russell, and I play Buddy the Elf.
Ooh, fun! Yay, Buddy.
I'm Cale Burnham, and I play Michael... That's it.
That's Buddy's brother.
Yeah.
Oh, Buddy's brother.
Just for context.
Okay, cool.
That's it. That's the whole character.
All right. And somebody plays Buddy's dad, too, right?
Yes. He couldn't make it today.
That's okay. No. Just wanted to make sure that character's in there. I like
that. Oh, yeah.
Okay. For those who don't know, tell me a bit about the story. For those who haven't seen the movie, what is Elf about?
So it's about a baby who accidentally crawls into Santa's sack one Christmas Eve, and Santa takes him to the North Pole, and he grows up as an elf, but he's a human, and he's way too tall to be an elf, and when Buddy discovers he's a human and not an elf, he wants to go find his dad, and he finds his stepmom, and he finds his brother, and he finds a love interest, Jovi.
Yeah.
And it's really funny about this elf trying to fit in with humanity, and it's all about the Christmas spirit.
It's a charming movie. And Michelle, I don't think you introduced yourself.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm Michelle Amore, and I'm these guys' director, and I'm also the theater teacher.
All right. Well, thanks for the synopsis. I'm a big fan of the movie. Was there anybody here who had not seen the movie before you started to work on the play?
No, I think we've all seen it. Yeah.
I have a tradition just with my mom and my dad where every Christmas Eve we watch Elf, like right before midnight.
Aww.
It's really fun.
Yeah,
that is so sweet. What a great tradition.
I know my mom wasn't that familiar with the movie before, and I was kind of confused because she works in the school district and they usually play the movie all the time during Christmas.
Has she seen it now?
Yeah.
Good. Good.
I made sure.
Go ahead.
If you haven't seen the movie, I would definitely... It's super worth watching it any time of the year. It's just a really good movie.
Mm-hmm. Maybe folks can, if they haven't seen the movie yet, they should come and see the play first.
Oh, yes.
And then go and watch the movie.
It is different.
So what's everybody's favorite part of the movie and also the play, if they're not the same? We'll start with you this time.
All right. My favorite part of both movie and the play is Buddy's line to the there's a scene where they're in the mall and there's a mall Santa, and Buddy realizes that it's not the actual Santa. So he says, "You sit on a throne of lies." To him. That's definitely my all-time favorite part of both.
That's a good one.
Both movie
super
and play.
Funny. And how about you?
My favorite part is from the same scene, in like the same part, but right before that line, he says, "You smell like beef and cheese."
Yeah.
How about you?
I'd say for my part, my favorite part in the play is there's like this bar scene with all these Santas. And a few of our dads are in that scene.
Yes.
So it's really fun.
Really? You guys got your dads to be in it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
We needed a bunch of fake Santas from all the department stores in a bar at the end of Christmas Eve. Moaning about the fact that children just don't love them anymore.
Oh, that's so appropriate. What a good idea, getting the parents involved. How about you, Mrs. Claus?
My favorite part of the movie is when Buddy and Michael have a snowball fight with, like, these kids on the street. So I think it's really cute. And then in the play, I like Buddy and Michael's relationship. I think it's really cute, and they're really funny together.
Thank you.
How about you?
I think my favorite part of the play is definitely the bar scene with all the Santa Clauses. Just because, like, it's really just, like, energetic, and there's, like, a kick line.
The kick line was very...
Yes.
It was funny.
What is a kick line?
Like can-can, like the can-can girls or like the Rockettes when they get all like in a line.
Line. Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
All the Santa Santas.
It's kicking. So funny. It really is hilarious.
That sounds like it's worth seeing. Just for that alone. Yes.
Also the best song in like the whole play.
Yeah, it is by far it's really
really good.
Well, that brings me to my other question, which is it a musical? There's a lot of music and singing in the movie.
Yes.
So there's a lot of music and singing in the play as well. That's great. So that's your favorite song and your favorite part, huh?
Yeah.
Michelle, what about you? What's your favorite part?
I think the Santa scene, too. It's so different. It'll catch the audience off guard. And that is something that's not in the movie. It was added just for the musical. And the song is Nobody Cares About Santa. And it's very jazzy. And these... you know, guys that are just so sad. And also because their jobs are over, right? Christmas Eve is done and they're out of a job for a while. So they're just bemoaning and whining and they sing this hilarious song. And Kayla did the choreography for it. She's a senior this year. Yeah. And it's great.
Is this your first experience with choreography?
I had a little bit of an experience last year doing Bye Bye Birdie. But yeah, it's kind of my first time really... diving in and taking responsibility of, like, the majority of the choreography. Mrs. Moore helped me a lot. But, it was really interesting. It was really fun to kind of, like, teach it to people and, like, get, like, inspiration from people's ideas and, like, just play around with, like, different things.
What was it like teaching a bunch of grown men?
Oh, my gosh.
Your friend's dads.
One of them is her dad.
Yeah, so my dad actually, it's really funny because they're all kind of, like, they all know each other, so they're kind of, like, joking around when we're practicing. But then at home, I'm going to embarrass my dad a little bit, but he is so cute. At home, he's always, like, coming up to me. He's like, we need to go over the choreography so, like, I know what to do. And he's, like, practicing it. And he told me that he listens to the song in the car and, like, does choreography, like, while he's driving, like, just to, like, get it in his head, which is hilarious. And I think it's so adorable because he's taking it so seriously. But in reality, it's more of, like, have fun with, like, what you're doing. So, yeah.
I think that's pretty sweet as well. Yeah. Well, good job. That's great. Congratulations. I hope you get more opportunities to do choreography in the future. So, did everybody have a really good time working on this play? It sounds like so much fun.
Yeah. It's been a lot of fun so far.
Good. I hope it's been a good experience for you guys. One thing I learned before we went on the air is that the play is adapted from the movie, not the other way around. So the movie, it was a movie first, and then it was a play. And it sounds like there's some extras in the play that are not in the movie. So, even if you're familiar with the movie, you should still come out and see the play, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Who wants to tell me when and where we can see this awesome production?
Go ahead, Toby.
Yeah. Okay.
Your buddy.
Yeah.
Come on, buddy.
It's at... it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this week. Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 2.
At the auditorium?
Yeah, at the JDHS auditorium.
All right. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for being here today and for sharing all this this awesome Christmas spirit with me. And have a great time this weekend with your production. Anybody need to add anything else before we go?
I'd like to change my favorite part.
Okay. Let's give us an update.
Just to conform, I like the Santa scene. It's definitely
it's so
the best
fun.
Part of the play. The movie is still... the Throne of Lies. But,
all right. Well, thanks for the update. You heard it here first.
Very important.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great time this weekend. Break a leg.